AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pushing back against concerns that the strikes on Iran could spiral into a bigger regional fight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the Pentagon.
This is not Iraq. This is not endless.
Instead, Hegseth says it's the opposite.
No stupid rules of engagement, no nation-building quagmire, no democracy-building exercise, no politically correct wars. We fight to win, and we don't waste time or lives.
Insisting this operation had a clear and decisive mission to destroy Iran's missile threat and navy. Asked if there are U.S. boots on the ground in Iran.
No, but we're not going to go into the exercise of what we will or will not do.
Hegseth spoke shortly after the military announced 4 Americans have died during the mission. The administration says it expects more casualties. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Embassy in Beirut is urging Americans to depart Lebanon immediately while commercial flights remain available, adding that all consular services are suspended until further notice. The statement came as Israel carried a new wave of airstrikes on Lebanon. The Israeli military says it killed Hezbollah's intelligence official Hussein Mokaleh in a strike near Beirut earlier today. Meanwhile, the Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin held calls with the leaders of Qatar and Bahrain, in which they voiced concern about the expanding hostilities. The Kremlin described the U.S. and Israeli attack on Iran as a, quote, violation of international law that has led to grave and tragic consequences for the Iranian people. Oil prices rose and stock markets slumped worldwide following the military strikes by the U.S. and Israel on Iran. Treasury yields often fall when investors are nervous, but they rose instead because of worries that higher oil prices will worsen inflation. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Netherlands has confirmed a painting by Rembrandt years after it was dismissed. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
A Dutch museum says a painting once dismissed as not a Rembrandt is now confirmed as a work by the Golden Age master. The Rijksmuseum is unveiling Vision of Zacharias in the Temple. After 2 years of close study, including high-tech scans and comparing pigments and paint layers with other Rembrandt works, and dating the wood panel to before 1633. The painting depicts a biblical story in which High Priest Zacharias is visited by the Archangel Gabriel. A private collector bought it in 1961, and it has stayed out of view for decades. The anonymous owner initially asked the museum only if the painting was Dutch. I'm Julie Walker.
Sinners won Best Ensemble at the Screen Actors Guild's 32nd Actor Awards yesterday. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.